SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Hamas have extended their ceasefire, but it seems only a matter of time before the war resumes.
A truce between Israel and Hamas has entered its fifth day. Both sides agreed to extend their truce through Wednesday, with another two planned exchanges of militant-held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The militant group has promised to release more civilian hostages to delay the expected resumption of the war. Israel is under growing pressure to spare Palestinian civilians when the fighting resumes. However, Israel has repeatedly vowed to resume fighting with full force once it's clear that no more hostages will be freed under the current agreement's terms. I'm Karen Chamas.
And unnamed Biden administration officials say the administration has told Israel it must operate with far greater precision in southern Gaza if it renews the ground campaign. The administration anxious to avoid what's termed the significant further displacement of Palestinian civilians. Jailed in Russia on spy charges, American journalist Evan Gerskovich will remain behind bars at least through the end of January, a Moscow court extending his detention yet again. Also at SRNNews.com, from New York to L.A., more cities cracking down on homeless tent encampments that have grown more visible and increasingly unsafe. Seattle University law professor Sarah Rankin says a public outcry over the issue has been growing louder.
The rates of sweeps are increasing, and so are the laws that make it a crime to sleep or loiter or camp in public space.
Homeless advocates argue that the encampment sweeps are cruel and costly, and they say there aren't enough shelter beds or treatment for all. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 5 points, NASDAQ futures off 20 points. This is SRN News. Another poll finds people of faith are happier.
This one comes from the United Kingdom, and it indicates that 76% of religious people say they are happy, and 73% describe their psychological well-being as good. Compare that to less than half of atheists who are happy, and just 52% who say their mental health is positive. The poll was released by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, which notes, ironically, that many other surveys show more and more Britons are quitting faith altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Dictionary company Merriam-Webster releasing a list of the words that were the most searched by Americans in 2023. One of them was dead name, a word that has been coined by transgender activists. Merriam-Webster defines a dead name as the name that a transgender person was given at birth and no longer uses upon transitioning. Growing popularity of the word seen as an indication of how transgenderism is establishing itself in American culture. SRN News. We now know the cause of a Kentucky train derailment. It ignited a chemical fire that drove residents of a small town from their homes.
CSX Railroad says the derailment, which happened Wednesday just north of Livingston, Kentucky, was caused by a failed wheel bearing on a train car. The chemical fire that resulted forced residents out of their homes for just over a day, including most of Thanksgiving. Two of the 16 cars that derailed carried molten sulfur, which caught fire after the cars were breached. CSX says the bearing that failed didn't get hot enough to trigger an alarm for the last one of the railroad's trackside detectors that the train passed, so the crew didn't get any warning before the derailment. I'm Norman Hall.
Police believe that a thick layer of fog is responsible for a roughly 30-vehicle collision yesterday happened on eastbound I-86 near Pocatello, Idaho. Several people were injured. More details, SRNNews.com.